Let's talk a little bit about the NSABP B38 study that you're running. And I'm also, as part of that, I'm curious how you, even though that wasn't looking at trastuzumab, how you then reacted when the trastuzumab data came out, because HER2-positive patients could go into that study. Can you talk about the background and the design of it?
B38 was a very practical study. We talked a lot at the time we designed the study, which has now been 2 years ago, about putting bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. We, even before this data came out, were excited about the drug and thought that that would be the biologic agent that would be important for the adjuvant setting. However, the drug was not really felt to be ready for the adjuvant setting. And there were no other biologic agents at the time that were really ready to go in the adjuvant setting. So we decided, okay, let's ask a practical question. What do people want to know? I mean, what do we all want to know? The dose-dense data had been out there and presented showing a, 1 or 2% survival benefit, and that seemed to be very popular. A lot of people were using that. The dose-dense data did not really look that striking to me. Biologically, it didn't make a lot of sense to me because tumors grow at all sorts of different rates. So I really didn't buy into the hypothesis of dose-dense therapy, though probably more than half the people in the country were using that regimen. And we saw the data, the BCIRG data, again, the 01 data, looking at TAC versus FAC, showing very positive result with much longer follow-up. And at that time, I felt really that the docetaxel was a more effective taxane, not having the 1199 data out yet. So we thought, okay, what do people want to know? So we decided to just compare the TAC to the dose dense. And then Kathy Albane had presented some gemcitabine paclitaxel data showing a small survival benefit when you add gemcitabine. We thought, well, let's have another arm so we could actually improve things, if possible, if the dose dense comes out to be best or equivalent. So we added that third arm. When the trastuzumab data came out, we decided to exclude patients who were HER2 positive. We didn't have that many patients on the trial that were HER2 positive to begin with because of the B31 study running concurrently, and most of the patients would have gone on that study. Hmm. And we've been doing very well with accrual. So it's interesting because I think you can tell what people like by how they accrue to trials, and this is accrued 160, 180 patients a month, which has been very, very good. So we'll probably actually finish it early